Okay, George, probably recording this during lunch hour. At the hospice might not be the best idea. On saying that, actually might be more entertaining. So anyway, leave in what you want to leave in. So yeah, I probably sound a bit monotone because of this sinus congestion. Would you believe I actually sang soprano? I've probably duplicated some information, which is okay, because apparently you need to hear things several times in different ways and get it on an intellectual level before it becomes a more kind of knowing level. I've had my lunch and I can't really remember where I left off before, but hopefully we can join all this up. But yeah, to get back to a subject close to nearer to home, about healthcare. I think really we're looking at hopefully big paradigm shifts within the next few decades because it's really needed. Obviously, we need emergency services. If someone was to be in a car accident, then yeah, having a Reiki treatment ain't going to cut it. But in terms of anything else chronic, like mental health, cancers, any chronic disease, anything to do with nutrition, really what we've got is a healthcare system that is just symptom management. It's not true diagnosis. It creates a lot of the tests create more anxiety, and are costing a lot of money. And are really highlighting our fear of death, which actually, whether you agree with me or not, and you might find this when you start exploring it. It doesn't actually exist. We are guaranteed everlasting life. Most of us have been here before on planet Earth. It's a big training school. We've been in other planets as well when you think about it. The cosmos is massive. You know, it's out with time-space continuum. Don't let terms like quantum physics and all these kind of terms put you off and think that you don't understand them, because actually they're not that dry and they're not that complicated and they're actually very interesting once you start looking into them. So yeah, we're looking at really new healthcare systems because there hasn't been big changes in the cancer industry in a long time. And the numbers are going up, and yet we're spending trillions of dollars. So you've got to ask yourself and draw your own conclusions from that, what that actually means, why people are losing houses, why insurances are costing a fortune. And really the emphasis seems to be on sickness when it should be more on wellness. Yes, there is going to be sickness and reactive sickness, but sickness does not start at a physical level. It starts at a spiritual, emotional level. It's a bit like your car. When the warning light comes on in the car on the dashboard, that's the kind of final light to say that maybe something's gone on with the engine. So really, apparently we get addicted to certain emotions like guilt, you know, belief systems, all of these affect our DNA. This is not unique to anyone in particular, so do not believe it's just yourself. Addictions are a way of treating ourself to feeling dis-ease, that something's not right. We weren't born into the world with symptoms. We have a reset button, and if people looked at the subconscious level, I start looking at plant medicine as well. Apparently that showed really good promise in the 60s, but yet it was put on hold. it was curtailed. And a lot of TED Talks psychiatrists and healthcare professionals are now calling for a relook at this, because it heals a lot of neural pathways. And to try and do this on your own, a lot of people do have underlying trauma for one reason or another. We've picked it up over the years, and this time could be an opportunity for a grand reset, for everyone to get an opportunity to basically try microdosing psilocybin. The antidepressants, a lot of people are realising now, weren't working. They were just numbing their feelings. A lot of the treatments like counselling and CBT, yes, they were offering some help, but they weren't really tackling the subconscious, which is basically dictating a lot of our behaviours. So it is definitely worth, funding this area of research, or even paying privately for yourself, because a few hundred pounds is nothing compared to the investment that you'll get back. You shouldn't have to spend thousands. Your health is everything. Cancer doesn't discriminate. A lot of health conditions don't discriminate. So it's not about judgment. It's not about lifestyle. So it's really worth the investment. And if you can't do it for yourself, even if you have, a reason for your family, but certainly it's time to look at, I feel, and hopefully many others, how we move forward and draw a line under the past. We don't have to point fingers. We could say that, the Queen, all these rich families should be giving us, land, should be giving us this, that, the next thing. It doesn't matter. We can reclaim our own sovereignty. There is enough of us if we got together and focused on the solutions, not the problems. I think we're getting pointed towards having a closer relationship with Mother Earth. The Amazon is the lungs of the planet. Basically, it's given us messages. When I was in Bali, they had rarely heard of cancer until mass tourism hit, and they started growing out of season, and they were using a lot of plastics on the island. So again, draw your own conclusions from that. So I think if people looked at, small communities of like-minded individuals, buying a piece of land, don't have to, a lot of the material things we don't actually need. It's human experiences. Yes, it's nice to have these things, but they don't make us happy. They're only very short term, these shiny things. And usually the more we have, or the more we own, it owns us. So like-minded communities, like, the Native Americans, they're examples. There's modern communities like Damanhur, which is in northern Italy. There's Findhorn, there's Oroville. There is communities. There's a guy from the 70s, he's got a documentary, Don't Flush Your Future Away, on how to live off grids. If more and more people started looking at these things, and not scaremongering as in cults and all that, I mean that's very, very rare. I know many people who have tried these communities, and they all contribute with spirit and human being at the heart of it, not profit over people. They all take their turns, sharing the cooking, the child reading, playing to their strengths, learning new things, doing things from the heart, basically looking at growing within season, recycling, keeping them small, maybe not bigger than 500 or 600 people, because then you start to kind of lose the essence of the community when it gets too big. And sharing best practice. So, you know, we're all at different stages. It's not going to be an overnight thing. So a couple of people could maybe go out and try these things and maybe, you know, in their community in each country, and then open up and let other people come and visit and share good practice. And I think it would gather momentum from them, because we actually do have sovereignty and free will. We've been brainwashed or conditioned into believing that we don't. We're given free will to make choices. Even though we tell ourselves that we don't have a choice, we do actually. Nobody puts a gun to our heads. And that's an area as well that maybe the judicial system need to look at, because a lot of the times people in this system, a lot of them have mental health problems. They're not actual, you know, true criminals. They actually need therapeutic help. So there could be pilot studies in these areas as well. So there's areas all across the country in all different fields that we could be looking at. You know, healthcare, we could be looking at a two-tier system on trauma, and also on actual offering clinics that actually do offer true healing. So maybe have occupational health attached to the clinics, maybe have subconscious therapies attached to the clinics, complementary therapies like osteopathy, you know, reflexology, teaching people how to stretch. It's the basics. A lot of the times it's just the basics. Like with a car, it's not complicated. You know, a lot of the times it's just making sure there's enough water. Apparently 70% people lack magnesium. And if a lot of these minerals and these things were addressed, a lot of symptoms would be reduced. You know, if you feed a man a fish for the day, he'll just eat for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. So we should be looking at, like, teaching and learning from each other, and not, you know, not kind of giving handouts. And basically, we all have a part to play. We might not think that we've got a talent or whatever, but if you go inside, you know, a lot of it's about attitude as well. Everyone has transferable skills. You know, it's not about, again, qualifications either. You know, we're all really here to help and serve each other, and having rich human connections, you know, living in simple dwellings, you know, spending time singing together, you know, campfires, cooking together, using places like Fintorn. That started off, it was just a couple that started that off. Again, look at the concepts behind that, and also Damn Her. You'll find that on a free documentary on YouTube, and another one, like I said, called Don't Flush Your Future Away. And I will put resources for other books and game changers and life hacks, because there is plenty of them, and they're definitely worth investing in. Rome wasn't invented overnight, so it's something that it's the gradual changes. So it's not the focusing on things that you do, you know, like eating 10 bars of chocolate all the time. Focus on just little things and gradually making the small changes, and it will gather momentum and hooking up with like-minded people, because I am seeing more and more people that are really getting into this and not seeing it as weird or woo-woo, and actually realising that it is scientific, and not dismissing it. You know, I used to be a bit sceptical about things like that as well, but our minds or like parachutes, they work best when they're open. So remember that, and yeah, look at innovation, look at solutions, look at speaking out. You know, there is two energies, fear and love. Fear is just false evidence appearing real. You know, if enough people got together to reclaim their sovereignty, they're not going to arrest everyone. People have more power than they realise. And, you know, make it peaceful. You know, it's not about stirring up, fighting and manipulating people's emotions. In fact, if you feel that's happening, walk away. But certainly Mother Nature has always given us the answer, and plant medicine and certainly subconscious will help to, as a great start to kind of tackle the underpinning trauma, and then looking at the solutions of, like I said, focusing on a template of what kind of environments, communities that you want to see and want to see thriving, and allow for mistakes. Remember, we're spirit having human experience, so you know, you wouldn't chastise a child. We've got to learn, and we've got to give ourselves time to grow. So self-compassion and dropping judgments as much as possible are very, very important. So yeah, share mutual ideas, share good practice, and look at improvement, and even just sometimes not making a decision. It's not about rushing it, making decisions. It's about feeling it in the heart is really the key, not the mind. It's more feeling it in the heart. It will resonate. And there is, like I said, there's more emphasis in people power. So people getting together. I mean, I've known people that will have started a group of, you know, just wanted to stay out and do a little bit of hill walking. And it's just started off as a couple of people. And the next thing you know, there's hundreds of people doing it. And not putting the responsibility on one person to do it, because I think that's where we can be a bit of a cop-out. We're all adults and we should all be taking, you know, our turn, and we should be all playing our strengths and basically growing, you know, growing. If you look at Super Nanny, you could see how there's areas where adults have maybe got stuck in their growth, because there's been certain ways they've been disciplined or communicated with. So it's almost be gentle with yourself, like a child, and others, and just remember that in the background, that it's not personal, even though it might feel like it. Yes, assert yourself, have discernment, and use healthy boundaries, definitely. And don't accept, you know, poor treatment from someone else, but at the same time, let's stop calling everyone a narcissist. Let's stop being these armchair psychologists, because I don't think it's really getting us anywhere. And focusing on how we want to kind of move forward, because I think we have got great opportunity, and we could really do a lot of good things, which will then have a ripple effect on each system, on the political system, on the judicial system, on the healthcare system, because they're all interlinked. It's all holistic. They're not disconnected. They actually do have an impact on each other. So anyway, I hope you've found what I've said interesting so far. And if anyone likes to contribute, even if it's just leaving a love heart in the comments, even if it's just sharing on Instagram or translating in their own language, maybe doing something similar in their own country, or if there's entrepreneurs out there that want to contribute to the foundation, that would be welcome too. But any kind of feedback, any testimonials, then they can maybe, you know, start some movement that is going to be the change. I'm not talking about some utopia, you know, but at the same time, let's not get too sceptical, because, you know, things can change for the better, and apparently we are moving into lighter times. We have come through a period of a very dense period on the planet, so we are coming into lighter times. It will feel like a difficult birthing process at times, but as long as we keep our focus on where we want to go, then I think we'll support each other and pull through. Good luck, everyone. I kind of feel from my situation, you know, the soul knows, and the soul, even though I could see myself still contributing in this life, maybe writing a book, TED Talks or whatever, the way my symptoms are at the moment, maybe I'm needed elsewhere. I don't know, maybe I will come back and be reborn quickly, I don't know. But I'm kind of feeling that these are the kind of feelings I've been having for a while, and they really do resonate, and they seem to with a lot of people. I've seen a lot of this information really grown, particularly within the last 20, 30 years or so. So hopefully you've found it interesting, and anyway, I wish everyone all the best. Take care and much love, and remember, we're the oneness, we're one big cosmic family. Thank you.